podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
Hi there. How's it going? This is Jarrett from the band Bowling for Soup, and this is my very first podcast ever. I've been talking about starting to do these podcasts now for several years. In fact, once I talked about it, I think, in an interview, and a friend of ours from Indiana named Deb brought me Podcasting for Dummies as a gift. There was something else in the gift bag too. I can't remember what it was. I don't know. Maybe it was a yo-yo or a condom. I'm not really sure. Either one of those would have made absolutely no sense, but that would have, of course, added to the humor of having a Podcasting for Dummies book. I own two of the four Dummies series. I have Pro Tools for Dummies, which I read on vacation a few years ago before demoing the new record, and Podcasting for Dummies, which is my very first one that I got as a gift. We talked about that earlier. So I never started doing these podcasts because I never really knew what I never had an idea of what I would do. But now with technology, you have to do these kind of things, I guess, or you're not in the now. You can still be in the know, but not be in the now. That's something I learned. I actually may have made that up. If I just coined that, that's mine, and you can't have it. But I do have a good idea, I think, for what my podcasts are going to be about. And so this is sort of just my first podcast to get this out there and have it, you know, so people will start to listen to them, even though so far this sucks because it's just me talking about podcasting. But what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do, of course, the usual stuff. I'll have guest appearances and interviews and things like that. But I thought I would do my podcast and play really rare Bowling for Soup tracks, unreleased Bowling for Soup tracks, demos of released and unreleased tracks. And also I had an idea of, like, sometimes when I write a song, I'll write it on my phone and then I'll record a version of it in the acoustic, and then the band will play through it, and then we actually demo it, and then there's a final version, and there's all these different little steps that happen in the making of a song, and I thought it would be cool to actually go through all of those. So we'll do that too. But I thought for my first podcast, I would just talk about what's going on with Bowling for Soup and also play some songs from bands from my label. I have a label called Crappy Records. You can check it out, crappyrecords.com. And we have three acts right now: The Leftovers from Portland, Maine, MC Lars, who everybody knows, and Sky Fox from Denver, Colorado. And I thought I'd play you a track from each of those bands and intermittently or in between tracks. Just talk about what's going on with Bowling for Soup. So we just got off the road. We just did a UK tour. And we toured the UK and Ireland with Zebrahead, The Leftovers, and MC Lars. So more than half of my label on the road with us. It was really cool. But MC Lars is actually going to be joining us over the next few weeks here in the U.S. We actually start touring on Tuesday. I don't know what the date is. Oh, Tuesday the 10th of November, 2009, in case somebody's listening to this in like the year 2080. They'll be like, man, were dinosaurs walking around that guy's garage while he was doing this podcast? But anyway, MC Lars is going to be joining us for a tour up to Pennsylvania and back down the East Coast, a real quick run before Thanksgiving. And then he's going to join us again for some shows in Texas and Oklahoma. So he has a new album right now out called This Gigantic Robot Kills. And I'm actually going to play you a track that a lot of people might not have heard. And this is a song called 23. And even though it's a little dreary for the vibe, it means so much to me because it means so much to him. It's a real song. And I mean, everything in this song is absolutely real. And it also features on vocals my very good friend, Amy Mariello. Check her out online. She's an amazing singer. Used to be in a band called Dirty Blonde on Jive. And anyway, check this out. This is MC Lars 23 off of This Gigantic Robot Kills.
I don't sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Down the hall, there's a kid that I know. He's kinda quirky, so I say hello. He's so sarcastic, but he's always right. Working on those problem sets late into the night. Mad magazines sit piled by his bed. A million billion thoughts going all through his head. We bike to class in the autumn rain. He tells me that he's fine, but I know he's in pain. Pat, I miss you, dude. It's so hard to say goodbye. And you're a blessed winner. You were tired of the lie. Monoxide in the bathroom, but the door was locked. We were always there for you. You could have called and talked. I felt guilty and alone and so sick when I discovered you did it in Berlin. You just talked to your mother. I guess it was too much. Depression, disillusion. Maybe suicide's an answer, but it wasn't
and
the solution.
I wish that you had.
One night on El Camino, on the bench by the bus stop, hiding from El Nino. You told me your secret, I just sat there in shock. You couldn't tell your parents, you couldn't break that lock. Cognitive dissonance, trapped in your shell. Depression and regression made your life a living hell. The pain was too intense, the fence too strong to break. So you went to Germany, it was too much to take. You came back brokenhearted, distracted by the dream. The worlds collided now, college wasn't what it seemed. You went back to Berlin to find yourself once more. They broke down the door and found you lying on the floor. I took the Amtrak up the coast, your mom met me at the station. I went to see your house and photos of your graduation. We drove to your grave, your tombstone where you lay. Your freshman yearbooks by your bed and your rooms in disarray.
I wish that you
I want you to meet a good friend of mine. This is Patrick Wood.
What's up, Lars?
What's up, Pat?
How you doing, man?
Good. What do you think of me having my recording equipment take up 3/4 of our small room in the Kimball dorm?
No problem, man. I love you.
I love you too, Pat.
Thanks, Lars.
Pat Wood, hey, that's you.
And I wish that you
Okay, now that we're all really sad, let's pick it back up. Let's cheer up. Come on. This is a podcast here. It's my very first one, and everybody's all sad. That was me that did that, I guess. I feel like I'm getting sick, and I hope I'm not. Like, everybody says that if you get the swine hiv, it sort of comes on you like your sinuses first. And I have bad allergies all the time anyway, so I'm just assuming it's allergies. But it would really suck to get sick my last weekend home. That would really blow. Gosh, there's tons going on at Bowling for Soup right now. Like I said, we start our U.S. tour, two quick jaunts, one quick one before Thanksgiving, and then a quick run of Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma in December, and then a little time off for Christmas, and then we hit the ground running in 2010 with more touring. We're going to be going back to the U.K. again in the spring, and also for the festivals in the summer, and then hopefully back again in October. Touring the U.S., going to all those places that we haven't been, going to all those places that we have been, just touring, just rocking, doing our thing. On Monday, which is the, what's the date on Monday? I Wait, didn't we just go over what the date was? Like, am I... What, yeah, on the 9th. Monday the 9th, November 9th, 2009, we're going to debut the No Hablo Ingles video on absolutepunk.net. So that's exciting, you know? We're going to finally get that video out there, and hopefully people will think it's funny. I think it's funny. It's kind of different, I think, from any video that anybody's ever done. So it's kind of nice when you're cutting edge and not just repeating a bunch of things that other people have done, which we've done. Because we've done all these spoof videos, and it's always like, didn't we just do a spoof video? You know, I feel like we're like the Scary Movie of bands sometimes. That doesn't make any sense. We really haven't done that many spoof videos. We should do, though. That'd be cool if we were like the, if we did become the Scary Movie or Not Another Teenage Flick Movie band. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think it would be. So anyway, check out the new video on absolutepunk.net on Monday. And I think that you'll really like it. It's actually sort of a... I'll just give you a hint. It's we did an infomercial. So for those of you who don't know what an infomercial is, because in England, all of our older friends told us that nobody would know what an infomercial was. And then the younger people, I would say, do you know what an infomercial is? And they would say, what, do you think I'm stupid? So I'm torn as to whether people everywhere know what an infomercial is, but I think you'll get the idea. It was really a fun video to make. It was actually directed by Steve Yoch, I think, J-O-C-Z. I think his name is pronounced Yoch, but the drummer for Sum 41. Who, gosh, we have such a history with them because that one of our very first tours of the U.S. was with them and Catch 22, and they were just youngsters, and their van broke down, and 11 of us piled in one van for a couple of weeks, and it was good times, good times. They're so tiny, they don't take up a lot of room. We tied Derek to the top because they're Canadian, so they're not allergic to the cold like us. We're from Texas, we're allergic to cold. So I'm breaking up the monotony of me talking with music. This is The Leftovers. This song is called Telephone Operator, and you can see the video for this song on their website or on, I think just go to theleftoversband.com. And this video is actually shot at my house and at my neighbor's house when they were coming through. They came through and opened up for us for our 15th anniversary shows. We had our 15th anniversary as a band back in June. And we did two shows in Denton and a show in Fort Worth, and The Leftovers came and played those. And in between, we put a camera on them. I just burped up some turkey sandwich, and it was... I maybe went too heavy on the mustard. Oh, no, I had a side of chili with it. That's what that is. This, maybe going to hit the Rolaids during this song. But we rolled camera and shot a video. Used my house and my backyard. And I think my dog makes an appearance in it. And my nanny is in it. And it's really a fun video, so you should go watch that. But now we'll just play the song. This is Telephone Operator by The Leftovers off of their album that they have out right now called Eager to Please on Crappy Records. So check it out.
Telephone operator, give me to my girl, 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 girl. Telephone operator, give me to my girl. Telephone operator, give me to my girl, 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 girl. Telephone operator, give me to my girl. I tried the elevator standard class divides, but I can't seem to get through. I'm sick of listening to the dial tone. I just wanna be listening to you. So I'm saying telephone operator, give me to my girl. Girl. Seven numbers that are down a thousand times. I can't get
See, you know, isn't that fun? Now we're back. We're happy. We're rocking. Everything's good. I didn't hit the Rolaids. I'm just having some water. So, just a little water. My leftover iced tea ice. So we talked about the video and we talked about the tour. You can check out any and everything that you want to know on bowlingforsoup.com. And if you're not following us on Twitter, you should. BFS Rocks. And my Twitter is JARET2113, so please follow me, because I'm jealous that so many other people have more followers than me. It's kind of sad to me, you know, to have that. We also have one of those Serenity Now numbers. What are those numbers called? I can't think of what the name of it is anyway, but we have one. A phone number where we can call and leave messages. It starts with an S, I think. Say Now. That's what it is. Anyway, if you're in the U.S., you can call us at 214-666-6228, 214-666-6228. If you're in the U.K., call us at 020-3318-4516, 020-3318-4516. I'm going to do that again. 020-3318-4516. Did you notice how I did the double three thing? That's how they do numbers in the UK. And it's funny because if there's a bunch of those in there, it sort of defeats the purpose, because they say double so many times. So they'd be like, that's 00111224189. And I'm just like, I have no idea what the hell you just said. Like, if you're like, I want a pizza with double cheese, I totally get it. You could even be like, I want double cheese, double pepperoni, meatballs, and double Canadian bacon. And I'd be like, I know exactly what you want. But when you're doing numbers, for some reason it gets confusing. And maybe numbers are just confusing anyway, you know? I mean, but not really, because I'm fairly good at math. As long as I have an accountant there to do the math for me. Which is such a good thing to have sometimes. Anyway, I'm supposed to be talking about... So again, the general theme of my podcasts from here on out are going to be rare Bowling for Soup songs. And I'll tell you about sort of how they were written and all that. We'll talk about the music and also see kind of how songs are written or whatever. And, you know, I think it's going to be pretty cool, and hopefully people will listen to it. If nobody is listening to this right now, it sort of defeats the purpose, because it's not even going to be like one of those masturbation things where I sit around and listen to it myself, because I will never probably listen to this again. So if I'm only hearing it right now and then nobody else ever listens to it, that's just going to be kind of, I don't even know. It just seems sort of like a waste of time, but I do like talking. So I guess as we, you know, if I put it that way, then that's fine. I guess then I'll just keep doing it no matter what. Bowling for Soup, our new album, Sorry for Partying, is out right now. We didn't sell a ton of them the first few weeks. In the grand scheme of things, we sold a lot, but not as many as we have in previous albums. But we don't have a song on the radio right now, which is okay, because right now we're not really pushing it to radio. But if you get the urge, call your radio station and tell them to play No Hablo Inglés. And hopefully our record company will have time to spend on getting us on the radio sometime very soon. And if not, then that's fine, because we'll make our own radio station in my car and drive around with the windows down, and I'll sell advertising and everything. So I'll have to yell, you know, the snow cone cart down the street has snow cones, and then I'll charge her a commission off of how many she sells, you know, over a period of time, and I'll be making money. I've actually always wondered this. Can you actually make money in the snow cone business? I've had this argument a few times, because I'll say, I don't think you can actually make money selling snow cones. I mean, you could, and by money, I mean like real money. Obviously, you can make money because snow cone, you collect money. That's money, but you're selling ice and flavored water, at what, like $1, $2 a pop. You got to pay some kid to sit there and make them. But I grew up in Wichita Falls, Texas, and we had this the first snowball machine trailer guy that was there for years. And I remember like 5 years in, it said, you know, we're going to be the 100,000th customer, you know, of our thing. So over 5 years, they sold 100,000 snow cones. But it's like, that's over 5 years. So, and at that point, I think the most expensive one was like $1.20. So 5 years, you divide that by how long they'd been doing it and then paying people. And obviously, I think the family sort of ran it all the time. And yeah, I mean, they only had to work a few months a year. Maybe that's the whole deal. But I mean, there had to be some overhead, you know, involved in it. I just don't know if the snow cone industry is for you. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not really sure that you want to be in the snow cone business. I'm not trying to tell you not to be in the snow cone business. I'm trying to tell you that I just don't know. The last song I'm going to play for you guys is a song by the band Skyfox. This band actually handed me a demo as Eric and I were leaving to go to a radio station in Denver, Colorado. And I try to make it a point to listen to every single demo or CD that somebody gives me, just because you hear horror stories of like the guy from SNFU getting a demo tape from some punk kid in California. And 5 years later, it turns out it was Tim Armstrong from Op Ivy and Rancid. So, you know, you never know. And he handed it through the window and I said, "You guys coming to the show?" And they said, "Yeah, we'll be at the show." And both of their names are Johnny, which gets real confusing. Anyway, they handed me this demo and I looked at Eric and I go, "Wouldn't it be funny if we put this in and it was good?" And Eric goes, "That would be funny." We put it in and this song was on there, and this song is called Runaway and it was really good. So check out the Skyfox EP. I think it's actually called the Runaway EP. Shouldn't I know that? It's my label. Anyway, this song's called Runaway. Check it out. Enjoy it.
Gotta run away to a small town, far away from here, where you cannot be found. Was a rock star, he was a giant. He was a friend of mine, never was compliant. And start a life in L.A. The cops are hot on his trail. Nights are getting too dark. His dreams are getting too cold. He'll never sleep again. Gotta run away to a small town, far away from here, where you cannot be found. Kiss your own goodbye, leave your friends behind. See you soon again, no need to apologize. Watched him fall from grace, looked into a stranger's face, so sat and passed out on the floor. I tried to wake him up, knew he shouldn't sleep so much, the darkness would have had him for sure. He could have been anyone if he only could have found the time. He could have done anything, but I think he might be losing his mind. Now he sits by himself and draws his pictures of hell and sings a sad song that everyone knows. Don't know how it got so bad, and there's no point in going on. Gotta run away to a small town, far away from here, where you cannot be found. Kiss your own goodbye, leave your friends behind. See you soon again, no need to apologize. About girls, about life, and how we wanted to die. So before I say goodbye, just remember these words of mine. If you wanna live your dreams, then you're gonna have to die. Gotta run away to a small town, far away from here, where you cannot be found. Kiss your own
apologize.
That's Runaway by Sky Fox. Their EP is out now on Crappy Records. You also heard The Leftovers, Telephone Operator, and MC Lars 23 on today's podcast for Jarrett from Bowling for Soup. I didn't play any Bowling for Soup today because I'm saving that for the next time. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So please spread the word that I'm doing this, because obviously the more people that listen, the more it's going to make sense that we're all gathered together around these computer speakers doing this. You know what I mean? So just want to say thanks to everybody who's coming out to the shows. We're excited about the U.S. tour. The U.K. and Ireland tour obviously was amazing. And really looking forward to seeing everybody out there. If you have anything that you want me to talk about on the podcast or suggestions of or like what you'd want to hear or if you want me to answer some questions for you or anything like that, you can either tweet them to the BFS Rocks or put or just post them on our Facebook wall, however you want to do it. And sorry about that snorting. Seriously, I think like in the last 10 minutes, I've developed a freaking sinus thing. It's really weird. But anyway, that's the end of my first podcast. I never even opened Podcasting for Dummies. So I don't know. Tweet me, Jarrett2113 or BFS Rocks, and just tell me how I did. If you enjoyed it, that's great. If you didn't, please don't tell me because I have really low self-esteem. And like there's a couple of dudes that tell me my tour blogs are boring, which by the way, if you want to check out the tour blogs, it's youtube.com/BowlingForSoupTV, all one word, Bowling for Soup TV. And a couple of people think my tour blogs are boring. And I just think that's mean. I would never say that to, you know, to you and your band. Just so, you know, if you hate my podcast so far, well, don't judge me yet. Let me get rolling. This is just my first one. Thanks for listening. And by the way, that theme song that I did at the front of this, I seriously made that up 3 seconds before this thing started. I don't know if you can tell that. It sounds like I spent a lot of time on it. I know. Y'all be good, and we'll see you down the road. Later.
Hey, everybody.